Hot Dog and Jumbo will not be seen this morning so that we may bring you the following.
You're late!
Oh, my God!
He's down on the phone.
Mom! 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 Why did you do that to me?
The guy, he's in the dirty underwear or something. I don't know. He sniffed for you.
I'm Andy!
What is that smell? Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, Jesus Christ, on a cross. Those hydroplaning.
Hi, baby. Thanks for calling 1-800-WET-SHIT. The best place to talk about sex and more.
Yes! Hey, freaks! Tim Henson with you. We've been at Distorted View now for over 4 years. And in that time, we've discovered wonderful and sickening shit that just won't seem to die. Audio clips are quoted by me and you on a regular basis. Somehow, they've found their way into the vernacular of Distorted View. I have no idea if that's the correct usage of vernacular. Shit Slurper, Snatch Weasel, Chicken Nuggets, TNB, Gorgiles, the list goes on and on. As the show continues to gain momentum and acquire new listeners, it's almost impossible to understand all of these references without going through the 1,000-plus episodes of DV, so today I give you a Distorted View primer. If you're a new listener, soak in over 4 years of stupidity. If you are a seasoned freak, my pride and joy, please relive the magic with me. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Distorted Review. I can't think of a clip that I play more often here on Distorted View than, of course, the dickhole guy. The moment I first heard this, I had to know more about the guy behind the clip. Why would you stick your finger in your dickhole? It makes no kind of sense to me. Normal, sane people should not be sticking their finger in their dickhole. But, like a lot of the stuff I play on the show, you know, I know very little about where it comes from. I don't know these people's names, what the circumstances surrounding the events are, shit like that. So, when I played this clip in 2005, I never really thought we'd keep coming back to him over the next 4 years. Right now, I'm going to play a clip for you of the very first time Scott Taylor, the dickhole guy, was featured on Distorted View. He was used as an intro to the program on June 20th, 2005.
Distorted View Daily proudly presents Disturbing Audio.
Yeah. Oh, God, man. Oh, sticking my fucking finger in my dickhole, man. Did you see that? Did you fucking see that, man? Did you see what I did? Man, I fucking stuck my little finger in my fucking dickhole. Stuck my little finger down my dickhole, man. God damn. Have you ever seen anything like that before?
Now, every episode of Distorted View features some sort of introduction, some, you know, funny piece of audio or song or whatever, but I rarely reference it again later on in the program, but I just had to talk more about the dickhole guy. I was fascinated by him.
At the top of the program, you heard about a guy sticking his finger down his dickhole. I've got some more amazing audio from this guy. He's jacking off on the video and doing weird stuff to himself.
Fucking dick. I hope you're jacking your cock, man. You better fucking be. You better be fucking jacking your dick, man. Beating on your cock. Come on. Come on, man. Beat your dick. Jack that fucker off while I'm jacking mine off, man. Yeah. Yeah, fucking nasty dudes, man.
He's like a workout trainer. Yeah, work it. Work that cock. Get it up there. Get it up. Get it up. One more. One more. Pump it. Pump it. Keep pumping it.
And that was the very first appearance of the dickhole guy back in 2005. My roommate at the time had a folder on his desktop computer labeled Gallery of God's Mistakes, and he would send me the weird shit that he found. And he was also very much into gay porn. So he found this video called My Masters, right? And it was a special... I have no idea why they create special editions of gay porn, but apparently they do. It was a two-disc, a special collector's edition. And the bonus DVD included with My Masters had some bonus footage, and that's where the Scott Taylor dickhole guy audio came from. Now, when I first played this audio, I didn't know this dude's name. I didn't know his name was Scott Taylor, but listeners of the show kept commenting about it. So I found the DVD, found his name, did some research, and found out he died of AIDS. And my my ex-roommate Joe told me that's the reason why he was sticking his finger in his dickhole. He still wanted to be in gay porn, but he couldn't very well be having sex with guys when he had full-blown AIDS. Problem solved. He really thought outside the box on that one. Why don't I just finger my cockhole? It's just as good as hot anal action. There was some controversy later on about Scott Taylor. While I believe that he had died of AIDS, other people have found evidence to the contrary. Apparently there's a Scott Taylor out there who used to be in porn and is now an adult film executive. Could this be the same Scott Taylor? Where the hell is Robert Stack when you need him? One final footnote about Scott Taylor that's kind of interesting. After playing the dickhole guy audio for a year or two, a new video surfaced with him. In it, Scott Taylor was demonstrating how to use a penis pump, apparently for a video that comes along with various penis pump models. Are there other Scott Taylor videos out there that we haven't discovered yet? All signs point to yes. I mean, gay porn guys typically don't just stop at two videos. You can crank out porn movies in like a week. That's why like porn stars end up doing like 150 films and shit like that. So chances are, there's more Scott Taylor out there. We just need to find him. So a lot of freaks quote Scott Taylor's various lines like, did you see that? Did you fucking see what I did? I stuck my whole little finger in my dick hole. And it feels fucking fantastic. But there's another gay porn out there that we featured on Distorted View that brought us more memorable quotes like, fuck it like you want it, and diggyhoid. Those quotes were from a 1970s African-American gay porn, featuring a bunch of guys working out. If you're a member of the Sideshow, you can actually see a portion of this video. Unfortunately, there's no nudity in this scene. But if you've never heard it or just wondered what diggyhoid means, take a listen.
Might be a little bit too heavy.
Man, damn, man, it's just fucking 30 pounds on there. Now, you know, come on.
We're weak.
Man, if we gonna pump around, let's pump around. Like an old saying go, no pain, no gain. You know, when you pump, you gotta pump for real. You gotta pump like you mean it. You know what I'm saying? When you fucking somebody and your dick get hard, you know what I'm saying? You gonna be fucking like you want it. You gotta approach the weights the same way, like you want it.
Later, when the freaks officially adopted diggyhoid into the Distorted View dictionary, I created a few ringtones that were songs based on the video. Fuck it like you mean it. Fuck it like you want it. When you diggyhoid. 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 Fuck it like you want it. Fuck it like you mean it. When you diggyhoid. No pain, no gain. Fuck it like you want it. Fuck it like you mean it. When you dig it hard. Dig it hard. Fuck it like you want it. Fuck it like you want it. Fuck it like you need it. Dig it hard. Dig it hard. Dig it hard. That's right. Voice of an angel. Here's my bluesy interpretation of that video.
Let me tell you a story. Story about my dick getting hard. You see, when your dick get hard, you gotta fuck it like you mean it. Fuck it like you want it. When your dick get hard. When your dick get hard. If we gonna pump iron, let's pump iron. If we're gonna fuck, let's fuck. Whatever you do, you gotta do it like you mean it. When your dick get hard. When your dick get hard. When your dick get hard.
It's time to play.
What's that sound?
Oh, that's right. It's time once again for What's That Sound? The audio game you can play while listening on your iPod, MP3 player, or home computer. The object of the game is simple. Just listen to the following sound clip and answer,
What's That Sound?
Here's today's audio clip. Now it's time to answer.
What's that sound?
Is the man in this audio clip A, a prisoner of war being tortured, B, constipated and taking a painful bowel movement, or C, having a fist shoved in his ass? Answer at the end of today's Distorted View. That's right, on July 25th, 2005, we learned all about the painful pleasures of gay fisting. The correct answer is C, being fisted in the ass.
Do it, oh God, fuck it, fuck me, fuck you!
Thanks for playing, and we'll see you next time right here on
What's That Sound?
This was another contribution from my good friend Joe. Now, in 2007, I actually had Joe on the program during a video cast, and I asked him about gay fisting porn.
Gay fisting porn.
Gay fisting porn. That just, I mean, you know, I watch porn of all persuasions.
Is that something that gets you up?
Oh, you have. I was so drunk when I agreed to this interview. God, 10, 15,000 people are going to hear that I fisted someone.
No, no. It's just between you and me. Don't mind. The cameras are on. You have tried that.
I wasn't on the receiving. I was on the giving side. I don't want to go into too many details because what stays in the bedroom stays in the bedroom. It was a date that went sort of south. And
then back up north a little bit.
And then over a little bit, right?
Depending on...
Oh, right. he had, like, a buffet tray. Yeah, and they were all made out of J-Lube. And he was explaining, as he's laying back in you know, positioning himself, he's explaining the J-Lube process, how it's powder. And it comes in a 5-pound box, and you have to mix it. And how sometimes he likes to put a little mentholatum in it, so he's got... menthylated J-Lube, and that's the, you know, hickory smoke J-Lube, and that's the, you know, whatever.
Zesty Cajun. Ranch. Yeah, sure.
And, so this guy was really into it, and I try anything once, I guess.
That was a little more about Joe's own fisting experience, I guess. But the gay fisting porn that I often play on the show, you heard a little bit of it. Here's some more.
Oh, God, fuck me! Oh, fuck me! Oh, shit.
This is the other guy getting fisted. There's two guys. There's this one.
Ah.
And then there's this guy who's a little more whiny.
Ah. Fuck it! Fuck it! Fuck it!
It just never... never gets old.
Fuck!
One of my favorite clips, though, is when the other guy is getting fucked.
Oh!
And he talks about what it feels like.
Oh, shit. Goddamn tree up my butt.
There you go. That is the gay fisting porn guys you'll hear occasionally on the show.
Let's move away from gay porn for just a second. I'm going to give you a breather. And let's talk about some friends of Distorted View. First up, Cheryl Murkowski. Cheryl has her own podcast over at whorehole.org. She describes herself as a 25-year-old tan smoker. She has 3/4 of a lung and a prolapsed asshole. What's most unique about Cheryl, though, is her voice.
You make me feel so smoky. You make me push out my ass cunnilingus, stretch them over my knuckles, and shave the ingrown pubes from the outstretched lips. Oh yeah, Timmy, work this thing, work this goddamn shaver, work it inside my cunt. Oh, come on, Timmy, come on. Oh, I queefed, I mean came.
She's a dainty flower. Back in 2007, I had the opportunity to interview Cheryl. It was something just for my sideshow listeners, but here's a short clip where Cheryl's describing the difference between having sex with women and men.
Well, a guy has to be pretty dirty to compete with the cleanest vagina. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's a line. That's a keeper. Come on.
That's going right in there. Yeah. Not losing that.
And what was I saying about black people to you?
I don't know. You're asking.
Oh, something about, you know, the blacks. You can't live with them and the sins.
Well, you're a little racist.
I know. Sometimes it just comes into me and I can't control it.
Like I previously mentioned, Cheryl has a prolapsed asshole. What does prolapse mean? If you don't know, it basically, I'm sure you've seen it in porn. It's where a girl's ass, or a guy's ass, I guess, is fucked so silly that the inside of her ass comes outside. It's turned inside out. It looks like a pink sock. It's very gross, but Cheryl owns it. As a matter of fact, she even sings songs about her prolapsed ass.
The Cheryl pushed in her prolapse. The Cheryl pushed in her prolapse. The Cheryl pushed in her prolapse to see how much she could get back in. And knew all that she could fit. And knew all that she could fit was half of her goddamn layups. But the other half of her layups, the other half of her layups, was sitting outside her ass coont.
The other friend of Distorted View you should probably know about is Corey. Corey creates tons of songs, what we call mashups, featuring clips from Distorted View, like this one.
Suck a little dick. Suck a little crack. Suck a little dick. Fuck a little crack.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff. And it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
Yeah, fuck my fucking armpits, yeah. Fuck it.
I feel it in my fucking cunt. My cunt is fucking hurting.
Oh, fuck a little dick.
You clam down on that goddamn shit.
Fuck a little crack.
Some shrimp from Long John Silver's, and what that plate, what, $2.99? Well, he can give you a mouth full of sperm and a rectum full of sperm, and all he's offering you is a side of penis.
That's right. Corey has branched out from just mashups. He also writes Sextastic Tuesday stories for us occasionally, jingles for my various retarded bits, and much more. Now, listeners were introduced to Corey from a contest I was doing a couple years ago where I was giving away a lifetime membership to the Super Freak Sideshow, Distorted View's member site, right? I asked you guys to create mashups using Don West clips. And if you don't know who Don West is, he was this guy who hosted a show on the Home Shopping Network that was all about sports memorabilia. And he was insane.
We're gonna guarantee you two additional Michael Jordan sets and or cards and items.
Yeah, that's the guy. He yells at you throughout the whole broadcast. He scares you into buying these fucking worthless cards.
You're guaranteed $300 in superstar cards. 27 left.
So Corey created a bunch of really great Don West theme songs. He had to win the contest. Here now is a clip from the show where I named him the winner and a few of his songs.
This is something so special. So something so incredible, so rare.
Well, I just heard
these are magical boxes. The fact that we even have them is a miracle.
It seems my life
never in the history of your life
is gonna change.
Can you believe that?
I close my eyes.
Close your eyes and think of this.
Begin to pray.
I think sometimes the good Lord just shows off.
And tears of joy
look at that.
Stream down my face with
packs wide open. We're gonna open some on the air. Actual samples. It's like, do you understand what's in here? I can't stand being around on open packs. I've got to open them up. This is silly. Packs wide open. Nice card, baby. Man, look at the quality of the cards. Nice card, baby. Who stops? Listen, we are doing a sports blitz. We are absolutely going out to set every record that can be set on a sports card show. Ooh, look at this Derek Jeter right here. Fleer Brilliance. Ah, nice card, baby. It is pure magic. It is simple. It is easy. It is a no-brainer. It's not available anywhere else in the world. Vintage cards of everybody and their brothers. And we're going to give you a factory sealed case the size of a Buick Regal.
Oh!
Look at that, Ricky Williams, mint nines. Nice card, baby.
I am baseball,
man. Baseball card collecting, in my opinion, the funnest hobby there ever was. It has been mine since I was 5 years old. The funnest hobby I have ever been a part of. Baseball cards. This is the most unbelievable thing ever done on television. You've never seen anything like this in your life. Period. Bar none. You can take that to the bank. I am baseball, man.
Say my name, say my name.
What's the name of that lead singer for Destiny's Child? Tyra Banks.
Say my name, say my name.
What's her name? Beyonce. Beyonce rookie cards are in there. Insane. Crazy. Crazy. We have the phones going crazy. Insane. Crazy. Crazy. You've never seen anything like this in your life. It's going to look like somebody's delivered a refrigerator to your house. I know it makes no sense. You don't have to tell me. We put the deal together.
There you go. It's the history of Corey and, I guess for that matter, Don West.
Shit dildo. Shit dildo. Shit dildo.
What the hell is a shit dildo? Well, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's a dildo made out of shit. While we're explaining things, that ta-da sound effect is from Windows 3.1. I use it whenever I feel something deserves a ta-da. Quite frankly, I can't think of anything more deserving than shit dildo. Yes, there was a Sextastic Tuesday story I read in February of 2008 that was called Shit Dildo. Here's a clip of it.
It's Sextastic Tuesday. On Distorted View.
All right, let's get into this hot, steamy, passionate, and intriguing Sextastic Tuesday called Shit Dildo. This story is oozing sex. Raw, hot, sweaty.
Shit dildo. Shit dildo. Shit dildo.
Can you handle the heat? If not, you better get out of the kitchen. And while you're at it, take that shitty dildo out of your ass.
Shit dildo.
Oh, you'll be hearing more of that. I'm not one to just let a bit die off. I'm not going to replay the whole story for you here. Basically, this poor guy could not shit. He went like a week without shitting, and finally, when he was getting ready to have sex with this girl, he had a rumbling in his tummy, went to the bathroom, and produced a giant log of shit, which he then used to to fuck her silly. Linda said, "Come on, baby, can't you see Linda is hot and willing?" She thrust her rancid slit towards me. "Okay," I smiled, "but close your eyes first. That way you won't know when I'm entering until I actually do." I knew she would do what I said. She was a crusty old whore, and I knew her like I knew my oldest pair of underwear. "Ooh, kinky," she belched happily. Her eyes slammed shut and her hips twitched, waiting for my entrance. My flesh rod of fertility bulged in anticipation, but I had no intention of entering her. Instead, I brought forth the mighty shit and touched its tip to her waiting, dripping hole. "You ready?" I grinned. She nodded, starting to make weird moaning noises. I slowly started to ease the length of shit into her cunt. She gasped. "Wow, you're so big," she gulped, starting to pant heavily. "I never knew you could get so big." I had to push it in inch by inch as her hole wasn't used to such a long tool, and I did it clumsily since obviously I couldn't go in by feel as I usually do, but she was too hot and turned on to notice. "Oh, fuck me with that long hard dick," she howled. A lot of people ask me about that phone sex line audio that I occasionally play on the show, the 1-800-WET-SHIT intro. Yes, it was a real phone sex line, and someone who worked for that company actually listened to Distorted View, and on August 11th, 2005, I unleashed it upon the world. Oh, that reminds me. This guy who listens to the show actually works at a phone sex line in the customer service department, so he has to deal with all these people calling up and saying, "Hey, it wasn't me who called the phone sex line. Take these charges off." And of course, they're always lying. But it's funny because he was going through and he was telling me all the different phone lines that they operate. Check this one out. I recorded it.
"Hi, baby. Thanks for calling 1-800-WET-SHIT, the best place to talk about sex and more."
I think, you know, if you're calling 1-800-WET-SHIT, it's really the "and more" part that you're interested in. Just the normal sex chat, probably not going to interest you. If you're calling 1-800-WET-SHIT, you probably want to talk about wet shit. I'm just taking a guess there. It's also funny because the woman who did the intro there, the guy was telling me that she does the intro for a lot of the phone lines that they operate. So one of them is like for Asian fetishes, and she does the worst Asian impression ever. I wish I remembered the exact phone number because I'd play it for you, but it's, you know, it's like, "Oh, me so horny. We please you, master." You know, that, oh, whatever. So that was kind of funny. So 1-800-WET-SHIT, if you're into that, check it out. Whenever you hear me reenact the events of a news story in my own offensive way, I call that a distorted view, insensitive reenactment. Gonna play just a few for you guys so you understand what it's all about. We're gonna start things with the very first ever insensitive reenactment.
A South Carolina woman said she witnessed her neighbor doing the unthinkable.
Oh, man. All right, here we go. It's time for a distorted view reenactment. I'm an old woman, and I'm going to check the mail.
I'm close to death. I need to see if any of my grandkids wrote me.
Okay, now across the street, she sees a boy. Now I'm going to play the 17-year-old boy. "Yeah, you like that, don't you? Yeah, you got such a tight hole. Nice tight ass. Yeah, you give that to me. Give me that ass. Give me that ass. Yeah." Now I'm the old woman again. "You're fucking my dog!" This has been a Distorted View reenactment. All right, that was the very first Distorted View insensitive reenactment. You could tell it was definitely in its infancy. But by the second time we did this bit, I think it really got better. So the story is kind of crazy, right? This old man runs over his wife twice. I think this is a prime candidate for a Distorted View insensitive reenactment.
"Well, now that was a very nice time we had at the Berry Farm, wasn't it, Helen? I remember back in 1932, now this was before the war.
Open the door!
I used to go with my pappy. We'd go down to the berry farm and just pick berries for hours and hours, and we had a good time. Why don't we go home now, and you can make some cream corn for us for dinner. Maybe some pot pies. I thought you were in the car with me.
So cold.
Helen, I'm coming to get you. Oh, not again. I'm old.
There you have it, another distorted view and sensitive reenactment. It's actually only our second time we've done that bit, but I think it's gonna stick. I like doing those, they're fun.
A 45-year-old man in Cedar City, Utah, is accused of using electrical dog shock collars to discipline his two children. That's how Daddy shows his love! It's electric! Wookie, wookie, wookie. Yes, he used dog shock collars to discipline his two children. Police said Scott Dover put dog shock collars on his 6-year-old twin boys, and when they would get out of hand, he would give them a little jolt. All I asked for was a hug. No. Why is pus coming out of my eye? I'm peeing blood.
This one comes from Maine. It involves a 13 and 14-year-old girl who decided to sunbathe on train tracks. Probably not the smartest move. But then again, I can't think of a group that is more stupid, aside from tards, than teenage girls. I don't know about you, but I think it's time for a distorted view and sensitive reenactment. Destiny, stop staring at your Jonas Brothers poster. It's blocking the sun from your face. Oh my god, we look super cute in our bikinis! We are gonna get a killer suntan!
Killer suntan!
Killer suntan!
Oh no, Destiny, watch out! Something's coming on the train tracks! What could it be? Oh, that's right, a goddamn train!
I want to get a picture of you losing your
perfect prom. But we make fun of everything here on Distorted View, and nothing is more funny than, of course, the blacks. Seriously, what is up with those people? I don't know, they just give me the chills. When it comes to black people, I say no, thank you. No, of course, I'm kidding. As a matter of fact, many times I try to show that white people are just as batshit crazy as the blacks. It's a game I like to call Black and White. I'm going to play you the entire first installment of Black and White for a couple of reasons. One, so you really get an idea of what this game is all about. And two, it features a clip that we reference quite a bit here on the show. It's a 14-year-old white girl on Maury Povich who wants to have a baby. Her name's Victoria, and I quote her very often here on Distorted View. I'm gonna buy my baby all brand name clothes, and if I can't afford it, I guess I'm gonna steal it. Still. S-T-I-L-L. All right, here is the first installment of Black and White in its entirety. People, they come in black and white, creamy light skin or dark as night. Who do you love? Who do you hate? Let's find out right now, no need to wait.
It's black and white.
All right. You know I'm taking a segment seriously when I create a theme song for it. Yes, welcome to Black and White. This is where we try to figure out who's more ridiculous, black people or white people. Well, ridiculous or at least the most unintentionally funny. So we're going head-to-head, black versus white. I've got two clips here, and we're going to try to figure out who's more ridiculous, white people or black people. I flipped a coin, and blacks won. I'm really treating this like a sporting event. Welcome to the race bowl, I guess. Get ready! Whites versus blacks, coming up, head-to-head. Caucasians, they had a good run, but in recent years, blacks have been making strides. Who will win tonight? It's the race poll. All right. Which is great, because if I ever do, like, white people versus Asians, I can call it the rice bowl. racism. All right, did I explain this well enough for everyone to understand it? Basically, I've got two video clips here. one of white people, one of black people, and we're trying to crown the most ridiculous race. It really is like a race bowl. All right, let's start out with, like I said, blacks, because they won the coin toss. Congratulations. Just a little background information so you guys can understand what's going on here. There's like three African Americans sitting down, I believe trying to give a deposition for some sort of court hearing. I'm not sure what it's about, but there is a black gentleman who is wearing a sock on his head because he apparently doesn't want to be videotaped. Sitting next to him is his mother, and sitting next to the mother is the guy's sister. And you will hear them all. I will pause to explain further.
This here is not legal for one thing. Like I said, you should have gave us enough time to get legal counsel.
I'm going to an attorney after soon.
I'm going to call my mom.
I'm going to have Channel 13. I'm going to have
Channel 13. You are a liar. I'm over here with a video.
Okay, I can't hear
you. Hey, you do whatever you want to do.
Do you want to give your deposition?
Do whatever the hell you want to do with the shit, because I don't give a damn.
Okay, had us in February.
Okay. Wait a second. There's one more thing I want you to hear before I go any further. Take a listen to how this woman, the mother, pronounces the word February.
February.
It's kind of like she wants that word to be longer than it really is.
Okay.
So at this point, the African American gentleman is fed up and he's going to storm out of the courtroom, but he trips on a cord that is connected to a tripod that is holding a light, you know, so that the room can be lit for the cameras. And the whole light comes crashing down on the black guy's mother. So let's take a listen to that.
Yeah, whatever you want to do, you just...
Lord, my head. Mama. Oh. Y'all doing some people around here?
Oh, Lord. Black people talk funny. One of the more subtle things that I find funny about the video is when the daughter of this woman who got hit by the light starts talking and screaming.
Mama, say what y'all doing to people?
Why are you blaming them? It's your brother that tripped over the light and gave your mother a concussion, basically, for storming out of the courtroom. All right, so there you go. Good lordy, my head. My head is a-bleeding. February. A lot of funny things in that video. Now, let's turn our attention to Whitey. Can they top the ridiculousness of that last video? Well, for a little bit of help, we're going to turn to Maury.
This is what she had to say before the show. Watch.
My name is Victoria, and I'm 15 years old, and I don't care what my mama says, I'm gonna have a baby. I will do whatever it takes to take care of my baby. If it has to come up prostitute in my body, then so be it. I'm gonna adjust my baby in all brand names, and if I can't support it, then I guess I'm gonna steal it.
Okay, yeah, this is a 15-year-old girl. She wants to have a baby. If she can't afford to buy brand name clothes, she's going to steal it, as you just heard. Now let's see what else she has to say here.
My mama thinks that I'm not ready to have a baby, but I have everything my baby will need.
And if not, you know, you're gonna steal it.
If my baby gets cold and it needs a blanket, it's alright, because I have...
It needs a blanket? Oh, I hate children.
Have it. And if my baby needs clothes, it's cool. I have tons of them. And if my baby loses the pacifier, I have three more. I'm not just having sex with one, not two, but three different guys. That's right, I'm a player, but that's cool because I got it like that. My life dreams are to jump out of school, to be on Girls Gone Wild, and to have my baby. And there's nothing my stupid mother can say to change my mind.
Here's Victoria. Come on out, Victoria.
Okay, if I didn't actually see this video and I just heard the audio, I would think this has got to be fake. Her life's goal is to drop out of school, go on Girls Gone Wild. I'm not sure why you'd want to do that, because you don't get paid for that, right? Just a bunch of drunk girls showing their tits and signing release forms. And having a baby. I don't know why. Why would anyone want to have children? I don't understand. Is Don on the phone? Okay.
whatever the fucking pictures I was supposed to see. All right, and there's the obligatory, like, girl walking out on stage to a bunch of boos, and then you can't understand a fucking thing that's going on because everything is being bleeped out. So we're going to fast forward just a little bit, actually about 3 minutes worth of bleeping there. I don't know if you heard. You heard just a little bit at the very beginning of when I started playing that here, but throughout the cursing and bleeping, you can make out the "You don't know me. You don't know me." Oh, we know enough, actually. I love when girls say that. It reminds me of that South Park episode. "I do what I want," because that's something else they always say.
300 times.
Yep.
Yeah. Apparently, she's had sex 300 times in an attempt to get pregnant.
300 times?
Yup, I sure did. It's because I want a baby.
I sure did.
It's because I
want to punch this bitch in the cunt. And I want it to go wrist deep. And I want to pull out her uterus. Is that possible? I don't know.
I want a baby. I will do whatever it takes to get my baby too.
Oh, yeah.
I want the love and attention that all my girls have babies, they have babies, I have babies too.
So basically, we just find out that she want a baby because all her friends have babies. There you have it. Now it's time to answer the question, which race is more unintentionally funny? To help answer that question, our friends at MIT have developed a supercomputer they're calling the Blackulator Caucasiatron. XL 3000, I believe is the full name. And this supercomputer is going to analyze both of the video clips and determine which race is more ridiculous. All right, let me just input some things into the computer here. All right, now I just have to hit enter in the Caucasiatron Blackinator, whatever the fuck I called that thing. I don't have the piece of paper in front of me. We'll go ahead and calculate and spit out an answer. Ready? Boop beep boop beep beep bop bop beep boop beep 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 boop beep bop beep bleep.
Results completed. White swim. White swim. Holy mother of shit. What happened to Caucasians? I weep for your race. It's over for you guys. Your race ashames me. I am now a proud black computer.
Wow, harsh words for white people from the Blackulator Caucasiatron. You know, it's interesting, with all of the advancements in computer technology, one would think text-to-speech would have gotten a little better by now. It still sounds exactly like it did in the 80s.
White win, man.
Well, congratulations are in order to, I guess, black people, really. African-Americans, you are not as ridiculous as whites. Tune in next time for more racial fun on Black and White.
People, they come in black and white, creamy light skin or dark as night. Who do you love? Who do you hate? Let's find out right now. No need to wait.
No more fear. Black Friday's here. So hot and so cool. It's time to get it on.
Black Friday is a segment on Distorted View. We don't do too often anymore because I'm sort of running out of clips, but basically I would play blaxploitation film trailers from the 1960s and 70s. Here's a few clips from the movie trailers that I still quote to this day.
They call her coffee. Because if you jab her, she'll cream you.
This is the end of your rotten life.
Coffee's black, coffee's hot, and sometimes as sweet as sugar.
I know what you want to, and you're gonna get it.
Okay, move along there.
Black mama, white mama, two of the toughest chicks ever put behind bars.
The Mandingo was the most powerful, the most beautiful, and the most desired slave in the Old South.
Now, Mandingo! Purebred Mandingo!
Nigger Lover, the movie they tried to stop.
Ghetto Freaks explodes on the screen with excitement never before shown in a motion picture. Ghetto Freaks exposes the sensuous facts of taking over a white commune and turning the white chicks into soul sisters.
What is the monkey hustle?
Hey, brother, what it is?
It's a funny flick. I mean, a funny flick that's downright tasty.
They call him Boss.
the spook who sat by the door.
The legend of Nigger Charlie.
Charlie is my name.
When I asked you guys to submit things that you would like me to talk about here on the Distorted View Recap Show, one of the things that several of you asked about was the very polite vampire.
Vampire.
She was this chick on Cops who got arrested, and she's in the back of the car fighting with the officer, threatening to bite him. Now, I'm not 100% sure this is the first time we talked about the very polite vampire, but I think it is. It was way back on May 30th, 2006. I was reading a news story about a guy who is going to sue or protest White Castle because they were getting ready to introduce a burger that had some sort of like garlic spread on it or something. Take a listen. Second story we have for you today. Let me ask you a question. What the hell do vampires and White Castle have in common? Give up? Well, apparently they're mortal enemies. A Cincinnati man who claims he's a vampire is planning to protest a new fast food sandwich made with garlic. I wonder if this guy is related to this chick.
They stole my radio, my brush, and my watch.
Kim, settle down so I can drive the car, okay? I can't drive the car with you acting like a fool.
I'm trying to be good. I'm full!
Yeah. You don't want to do that.
I'm going to bite you.
You don't want to do that, okay?
I know. Do I scare you?
Yeah, you do.
I hope so.
Why do you want to bite me?
Because I'm a vampire. I'm a very polite vampire.
A polite one? You're acting pretty rude right now.
Vampire. She's great. It's the moment many of you have been dreading. You knew I had to mention him. No doubt you were hoping that I would forget. Well, unfortunately, I didn't. Ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about the shit slurper. You could probably guess what the shit slurper's known for. It's right in the name. Anyways, it's a fascinating video about a Japanese... fascinating. Like, it's a classic. It's a modern-day Citizen Kane. Anyway, so basically in this video, it's a Japanese guy sitting underneath what looks like a toilet, right? But where the toilet bowl is, there's a tube that goes down into the guy's mouth who's laying underneath the toilet. So when the Japanese girl sits on the toilet and shits, it funnels itself down into the Japanese guy's mouth where he slurps it all up. Now you see what I mean when I said it's fascinating. Anyways, let's play a little bit from the shit slurper movie. That guy breathing, yeah, he's the shit slurper. That would be some shit escaping the Japanese girl's ass. Now, pay close attention because he's going to start slurping the shit. And the reason why this has become such a staple here on Distorted View is because it's so very vivid. When you hear the sound of him slurping shit, it'll be fucking tattooed into your brain. You might lose some sleep over it. When he sucks it up, you can just tell that can't be anything other than shit. Like maybe little tiny shit balls are getting sucked up there too. He's hoovering all that poop. And then he pukes, wouldn't you? That's the correct response. There you go, the shit slurper. Now you know. Now it's time for the Distorted Review Lightning Round. Let's go.
I just came my face off.
so hard.
Pretty self-explanatory. We quote it all the time here on the show. It's when a dumb bitch got fucked so hard she came her face off.
Hot Dog and Jumbo will not be seen this morning so that we may bring you the following.
Hot Dog and Jumbo were two separate shows on NBC, although I thought it would be better if Hot Dog and Jumbo was the name of a police drama featuring Hot Dog, a stuffy white investigator, and Jumbo, his black rookie partner. Hot Dog and Jumbo.
Instant Folgers taste good as fresh perk.
Why do 1950s housewives say it like fresh perk? Fresh perk. It's fresh perk. Fresh perk.
Fresh perk. Good as fresh perk.
Fresh perk.
Fresh perk.
This is where Jagoo came from. It's from a fetish video where guys are getting their heads crushed by women's thighs. He makes sounds like Jagoo. It tends to be a greeting used by Distorted View freaks. Blue is a horrible dance song by Eiffel 65 released several years ago. I hate it, but I can't stop singing it.
I feel it in my fucking cunt.
This is a blooper from a porno. Apparently a girl somehow got a paper cut or something on her cunt, so she couldn't continue her sex scene. And fights with the director.
I took fucking dildo off the dildo off my fucking cut punch.
That was another porno. This one features two girls. One of them is puking. The other is commenting that what's coming out looks a whole lot like chicken nuggets.
Where did I park my car? Oh, no.
Part of a commercial for My Little Reminder, a device that lets you record notes. And another example of why I hate the elderly.
Now I'm free to see the world.
Ad for the Hover Around Mobility Scooter. All right, we can slow things down again. I want to talk to you about a very special woman in my life.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff.
No, ma'am, she's not a crackhead. And by the way, we'll be getting to you in a second. All right, no, of course I'm talking about Linda Finkel. Whenever I feature horrible music on the program, I say, we've got a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. That's because shortly after September 11th, 2001, I noticed a lot of tribute songs were being created and posted online, and most of them were awful. One of the songs I featured was titled Are You With Us by, you guessed it, Linda Finkel.
Are you with us or are you against us? Do you hate us? Lay the blame for your problems on us. Could you please explain?
Please explain
the source of your pain.
Your pain.
'Cause it makes no sense to us.
Yeah, it just gets worse from there. As a matter of fact, listen to the chorus.
'Cause we're living in the land of the brave, living in the home of the free. Live, love, worship, whatever we want. Be who we want to be.
Oh, it doesn't stop there, though. After I got wind of this song, I had to dig deeper into the Linda Finkel musical archive. She's a mother in upstate New York, so a lot of her songs focus on that aspect of her life. Ready, your ears are probably going to bleed. In 3, 2...
6 o'clock, alarm rings, get the breakfast and the lunches and the clothes and other things.
She's just listing shit she does throughout the day. That's not a song. I wake up at 6 in the morning, go to the bathroom and brush my teeth, get breakfast ready and get the kids up, up, up,
that
up, up, up.
They need for their day-to-day. Kiss goodbye there. On the bus, he's off to work. Sit a while, think about the things that you've got to do too.
Who would buy an album full of songs about being a mother? Worst job in the world.
She's the center of the family, the one that makes sure everybody has just what they need. Be as happy as...
I don't know if she's intending to hit those notes or not.
Be as happy as can be. Sometimes we forget about her, because she's always there, and we just...
I mean, it's so obvious this song was written out of total frustration. These kids, they don't appreciate anything I do! I wash their clothes, I put food on the table! It's all I do. These goddamn kids are more goddamn work. It's not worth it. My work is never done here. That would make a great song.
A mother's work is never done. You think you're through, you've just begun to wipe away the tears and the fear and the hurt inside. Each night your mother prays for you.
All right. You can tell what sort of mindset she was in when she wrote that song. But it's not all doom and gloom. She writes happy stuff, too. She was highly medicated when she wrote this song.
Open up my eyes and see the sunlight streaming through my window, streaming through my window pane. It's warmth and...
Every song starts with her waking up.
Embraces me as I lie there, thinking about what I've got.
Yeah, we know. You got a very busy life. A mother's work is never done. Yada, yada, yada.
Thinking of nothing and dreaming of no one. And phone rings, it's you. And I jump up and go. It's a beautiful, 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 beautiful day.
All right, that was like six beautifuls. She really loves the repetition.
It's a beautiful, beautiful.
Don't believe me? I have some more examples. Here's a song, and I use that term loosely, called Boy.
I'm remembering times we went out driving Friday night. Let's remember talking and just parking in your car. I think I'm in trouble. Boy, boy, boy.
That was like five oh boys.
You really got me thinking, boy, boy, boy.
All right, all right,
boy,
all right. You get the idea. She's awful. Now, the last thing I'm going to mention, I promise, about Linda Finkel is, you know, I first heard her shortly after the September 11th terrorist attacks. This was way before the podcast started. But I interviewed her. In 2002, I did a demo for XM Satellite Radio. They didn't pick up my show. They didn't want anything to do with it. But I did get to interview Linda Finkel, and at first I pretended like it was a serious interview, and then I just started getting obnoxious.
You know what song I wanted to ask you about? That I like it, I just don't know what it means, is Oochie Coochie Smoochie Pooch.
Oh, that was another one of her stupid songs. I wish I had it here. It goes like this. Oochie Coochie Smoochie Pooch, it's time to come home. Time to come home. Time to come home. There's the repetition again, right? All right, so I asked her about Oochie Coochie Smoochie Pooch.
Smoochie Pooch.
Well, you know, when you have a relationship with somebody, sometimes you have a certain pet names that you call them that you really don't share with other people.
You know what my ex-wife called me? Son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
That was her pet name for me.
Yeah, that would make a great song.
Yeah. I think yours is a little more tame.
Okay, fine. Now, Uchi, I'm not saying that this is what my husband and I call each other.
I was shitting myself right there. Her music really is a cure for constipation. That is Linda Finkel. Satan, believe it or not, has been stopping by the show for almost as long as we've been doing Distorted View. At first, he would only be summoned when we were reading a news story that involved the devil or God or Satan worshiping or something like that, but a friendship was struck up between me and Satan. And eventually we gave him his very own advice segment here on the show. It wasn't long before Satan started to reveal some of the personal aspects of his life. Here is an Ask Satan segment from February of 2007.
Love.
Money.
Relationships.
Job.
Health.
Collectible plates.
Mental well-being.
Happy.
Sticky rice.
Will I ever get married?
When is the old bitch gonna die?
Was last night's sex consensual or rape?
Is it wrong to fuck a bowl of macaroni and cheese?
What's this lump?
And now. It's time for the Dark Lord with all the right answers. Here comes Satan.
Tony, a twin is fine. This is hell, remember, not the Four Seasons. Okay, fine, go with the queen, but we're not leaving chocolates on our pillows. Fucking ridiculous. Yeah, I know they would melt anyways. I was just saying, look, I gotta go. Okay. All right, bye. Oh, are we recording? I'm sorry. I'm the Dark Lord, and I'm here to answer... You know what? I'm not feeling it. I'm sorry. I am so stressed out. I'm trying to plan my daughter Kayla's birthday party, and it's a disaster. She's got a camera crew from MTV's My Super Sweet 16 down here in hell, filming like 12 hours a day. Meanwhile, I'm trying to get Britney Spears to commit suicide so she can perform at the birthday party. That's taking longer than expected. It's a giant clusterfuck. Honey, I know. Daddy is doing the best he can. Honey, why don't you come here and say hi to all the listeners? Yeah, just right over here. Come on. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my daughter, Kayla.
Hey, guys. What's up? Is that good? Can I go now?
Doesn't she have the voice of an angel? Well, not an angel. That'd be heaven, right? Voice of a whore. A demonic whore. Doesn't she have the voice of a demonic slutty whore? With syphilis and mouth sores.
Ew, Dad, stop being so gross.
She's so easy to embarrass. Listen, you better be on your best behavior or you're not going to get that Ford Mustang for your birthday.
Dad, it's not a Ford Mustang. It's a Ford GT. I said it like a million times. You never listen to anything I say. I hate you.
Listen to me for a second, okay? You know how much a Ford GT is? They're like $150,000. A Ford Mustang is just as good. Your friends are going to be so jealous of you.
That's not what I wanted.
Tough shit. Do you see any of your friends driving around in cars like that? No, I don't think so. You should be grateful for what you have.
None of my friends can drive anyways because you've chewed off all of their legs.
Kayla, how many times do we have to go over this? The demons eat the flesh, I suck their souls.
Well, you got one part of that sentence right. You suck! You suck and I hate you!
Kayla, up to your room, now! Now!
Okay, fine. Yeah, I'm gonna go up to my room. And you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna read the Bible. I'm converting to Christianity. Oh, dear Jesus, I'm praying today for you to save me from my horrible, dick-faced father!
Well, there goes your dinner, little missy.
I fucking hate you. If Mom was around right now...
Well, she isn't around, okay? She's busy with her presidential campaign. Oh, my God. Teenagers, you know? All right. What's the first question you have for me today?
Today's first question comes from Red Sneaker. Oh, dark overlord of the grisly depth of hell, overseer of the minions and personal friend of Britney Spears, I beseech you. How can I get rid of that nasty soap scum in the shower? May the fires of hell warm your bowels.
Do you think I was too hard on her? I mean, this is her 16th birthday. I'm sure she just wants everything perfect. But then again, she has to start showing respect at some point, right? Look, I know I wasn't always there for her as a father. But I'm not supposed to be a good father, I'm Satan. Do you know how many times I fucked her in her sleep? I mean, this bitch is gonna be messed up. The least I can do is get her a nice car, right? I don't know. What? Soap scum? I don't use Kaboom. Does fingering still count as rape?
Today's second question comes from John. Dear Satan, I always get mistaken for a Jew because of my large nose, and I can't afford surgery to get a smaller one. Any way I could stop people from mistaking me as a Jew?
Yeah, tip well. If that doesn't work, shave your head and start wearing Nazi fatigues. And maybe change your name to something less Jewy. Something like, I don't know, I'm a kike hater.
Today's final question comes from David G. It's cold as heck up here in Canada, and I was wondering what I can do to help global warming so I can live in a warmer climate without having to move.
Oh, is David cold? Is he cold up there in Canada? Brr, little David's cold. I've got an idea for you. Set yourself on fire. Things will get toasty real quick. It might not help spread global warming, but it would make me laugh. By any chance, do you know the lyrics to Hit Me Baby One More Time? And if so, how do you feel about doing drag?
Dad, I can hear you up here. I want the real Britney Spears, not a drag queen.
This birthday's gonna be a disaster. If If you have a question for an upcoming Ask Satan segment, email asksatan@distortedview.com. Until we meet again, Satan away!
There you go, that's Ask Satan. You know, Satan is also a very shrewd businessman. At one point, he was going to turn hell into a resort. I think he was strapped for cash or something. Anyways, he advertised here on Distorted View.
We're all looking to get away every now and again, right? Escape the hustle and bustle of everyday life? Well, take a listen to this. Hi, my name is Louis Richard Marigold II, but most people know me as Satan. You know, when I was cast down into the fiery pits of hell, I looked around and I said, I'm sitting on a golden opportunity here. That's why I've spent over $13 billion turning hell into a tranquil vacation destination. Unwind! Relax! Let my pus-seeping disease demons pamper you in our state-of-the-art resort. Listen to that. Peaceful, isn't it? Shut up! I told you guys I was gonna be taping this commercial. What did I say to you? I said keep it down for like 15 minutes. Why? So what are you waiting for? Come to hell. Fucking Christ! I know you guys are doing this on purpose. But excuse the music in the background. I'm recording this in an elevator. I just needed to find a quiet place to do this. I promise you, when you come to visit hell, you're not gonna have to put up with the screaming and wailing of damned souls. We're gonna take care of that, I promise. So come to beautiful hell. Relax. Have a couple mojitos. Family packages start at $299. I just told everyone they were gonna have to put up with this. How did you get here? Ridiculous.
If you ever heard me say, I want the goad, show me the goad, or play this lady,
could be a crackhead,
you may have wondered where I got it from. Well, wonder no more. It's from a news report filed in Alabama.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community. Many of you bring binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I gotta do look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah? Yeah!
Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears.
Remind me to talk about TNB after this.
This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like.
It looks like a third grader drew a picture, drew an outline of a leprechaun. It really is just like a circle for the head, two circles for the eyes, and then like a pilgrim hat.
Others find it hard to believe.
The buckle on the front.
Even have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff.
There she is.
And it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
My future wife.
We're going to get down to the bottom of this. You're still on there, guy. Don't be afraid.
Why in the fuck's sake would a legitimate local news program air this story? It's ridiculous.
Don't be afraid, man.
This guy, helping to direct traffic, says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This wars off spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute which has been passed
on. Oh, a special leprechaun flute! I can't believe I've never heard of these special leprechaun flutes before.
From thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather who was Irish. I just came to help out.
So yeah, if you're not paying close attention, this whole news story is about a community in Alabama who believes that a leprechaun is living up in their tree, and they swear they can see it.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried gold. Under this tree.
I'm gonna run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I wanna know where the gold is. I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
There's no L in gold, by the way. It's gold. Go.
I wanna know what a gold. I wanna know what a gold.
Why do I occasionally call people careless fairies, and why do I warn them to be careful not to get AIDS? These next two sound clips should explain everything. First up, a couple years ago, Canada produced a couple great public service announcements. Their goal was to end HIV stigma. The idea is that in these ads, the characters say exactly what's on their minds, and it's time to change the way we think about HIV and AIDS. Let's take a listen.
Hey, Steve.
Oh, hey, queer. I better not. I don't want you to kill me.
Yeah, he was going to shake his hand or something.
I better not. I don't want you to kill me. And I got this cold.
Oh, it's too bad.
Yeah, but at least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy.
There it is! I would love to just be able to talk to people like that. Oh, hi, queer, you careless fairy.
Yeah, but at least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy. So, how you been?
Pretty good. Work's busy, though.
Wow. A careless fairy. I love it.
So, how you been?
Pretty good. Work's busy, though.
Wow. You think they'd have a log in just spreading it there? Well, I should get going.
It's good to see you.
Yeah, you brought this on yourself.
That's the perfect parting shot. Yeah, you brought this on yourself. Toodles. The other clip here that I occasionally play on the show.
Be careful you don't get AIDS, pervert.
Was from a Christian radio show where they act out scenarios and different scenes about people getting saved by Jesus Christ. And the scene that this came from was this guy's brother was apparently gay.
Be careful you don't get AIDS, pervert.
All right, are you guys familiar with the voice chat program called Skype? You can call phone numbers using Skype. You can talk to other people on computers using Skype. And I thought it would be a great way to catch pedophiles. So I created this bit called skanking or skanks. It's a mixture of the word Skype and prank. And basically, I pretend to be a 14-year-old girl named Katie. I then talk to guys on Skype and try to get them to have sex with me. This is a very highbrow show, by the way, I know. So basically, all I do is I get on Skype, I have a little profile set up saying that my name is Katie, I'm 14 years old, looking to chat, wink, wink. Then I just sit back. In a few minutes after logging in, I'm usually not able to keep up with all the conversations I'm having. You wouldn't believe how many guys want to talk to 14-year-old girls. A couple things I've noticed. One, they're always foreign. It's always someone from Egypt or Lebanon or something. And two, they always play the same thing. They act like they didn't read my profile. They act, oh, who is this? How old are you? Oh, 14, that's too young, right? It's always right. And they're like, no, of course not. Oh, and then they're all into it, right? And the second thing that I've noticed is no one ever falls for the fact that I am a guy. No one gets that. My 14-year-old girl voice is so fakey. It's like, hi, my name is Katie. I've got a hormonal imbalance or something. Here now is a memorable skank from 2006.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hello. Do you hear me?
Yeah. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I'm good.
I'm Said from Western Sahara. What about you?
Oh my God. I'm from the United States.
You are very far.
I know. Have you ever been to the United States?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's good.
What do you do?
Like me, I'm a student in science computer.
Oh, how old are you?
I'm 22.
Mm.
How old are you?
14.
14?
Uh-huh.
It's better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I invite you to visit me in Sahara.
I'd love to.
I think you are very, very beautiful.
Really?
Really.
Have you ever had sex with a younger girl? Hello? 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 I want to fuck you so hard. I want you to can you hear that? If you can hear this, I'm embarrassed. But I want you to ram your cock in my cunt. I want you to spray your cum all over my tits. I want you to fist my cunt. I want you to shove your fist in my cunt. My cunt! Hello? Cunt! 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 My cunt! Yes, hello, oh, hi. Hey, what's going on?
No, just I have a problem with connection.
Did you hear any of that?
No, I hear you good.
I was just talking about school. Do you have big nipples?
What?
Like, are you married?
No, I'm single.
Really?
Really.
That's sexy.
Yeah.
And do you have a big penis?
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
Would you spread my pussy lips open with them?
Yeah.
I want to feel you inside me.
Yeah, but you're too...
Have you ever fucked a girl in the ass?
Yeah, I have it. You just to visit me in Sahara.
I'd love to. Would you fuck me in the ass?
Yeah,
with your tongue? Would you tongue fuck me in the ass?
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
Oh my god, that's so hot. What do you want to do to me? Do you want to fuck me in the cunt? The cunt! Cunt!
Yeah, and then he hung up pretty much. The one thing that I've noted about skank calls is that Katie really, she's a predator more than anything, isn't she? She's really going after these guys pretty hardcore. She's not that innocent. If you've ever heard me utter the letters T and B and wondered what I was talking about, let me explain. Again, I'd like to take this opportunity to say I am not a racist, despite how it may look and sound on this program. During a sideshow exclusive portion of Distorted View, I ran into a website, just happened to be surfing around, and ran into a website called Niggermania. It's a website full of hate. One of the sections of the site, though, piqued my interest. It was a section entitled Coon Tales. It was a place where anyone could write down and share their experiences with the blacks. At the time, the website featured a phone number you could call to leave your own audio coon tales. And that's exactly what one gentleman did.
Yeah, this is Smooth Coon here, coming to you with Coon Tag Tale of my neighbor's son, Paul. And it's pizza delivery T&B. Paul's around 20, 21 years old, college student, and tells me, you know, every time he delivers to niggers, that 99.9% of the time, not only do they not give a tip, but sure enough, they're going to want their 36-cent change back. I think the manager of that pizza establishment should spend a few hours browsing Niggermania and maybe getting a clue of what the nigger is all about.
So TNB stands for Typical Nigger Behavior. Now, I don't agree with anything on Niggermania, and that includes TNB. I love everyone, except the dirty Jews. But now it seems like anytime I play a clip that features a black person, I have to yell, TNB! TNB! They could be doing the whitest thing possible, like paying their bills or going to work, and I still yell, TNB! TNB! Was that racist? Well, you ain't heard nothing yet.
Get up! Get up! I'll buy back! I'll buy back! I'll buy back! Get the up!
I know you better get out of my face! Out of my face! Out of my face!
Should have known your black ass would be all up in my face. That's TNB, my friend TNB.
For schnizzle, my nizzle.
The K sound comes at the end. The S sound comes in the middle. But what do people say? X, yes. I need all of you right now on the count of three to say ask on three. One, two, three.
Ask.
Very good.
He asked me, what can you do?
Tell you something, I'd be hip-hopping and having a good old time eating gizzards.
Are you serious? Do you know that you can't talk to me like I'm from Brooklyn?
In the area I grew up in, we talk slang. We don't talk proper English.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong
TNB.
People used to call each other niggas.
TNB.
Come here, nigga. You my nigga. Come here.
That's racist.
TNB.
You racist pig.
TNB.
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
You fucking income fucking poop.
I am very concerned about the fate of the human race. War, global warming, Jessica Simpson. It's all very frightening. But nothing scares me more than the monkey future. It started innocently enough from a Sextastic Tuesday story in February 2008.
It's sextastic.
As we begin, I must tell you The story does not take place in our time. No, no. It takes place in the distant future. Monkey future! Monkey future! Ah! No! Monkey. No! No! Monkey future! So the story takes place on Mars because Earth has been long destroyed. It's about a zookeeper who takes care of monkeys in the space zoo and then promptly has sex with them. I spurted my cum deep inside her, not into a condom, not across some sterile dental dam, no, no, deep into her pussy, her monkey pussy. I tell you, it was amazing. When we finished, I cleaned myself up and worked on getting the rolling table put back together. In the meantime, she settled onto a nearby ledge, and with her legs spread wide open, she continued to masturbate herself. What a monkey whore, man. She just got fucked and she's still not satisfied? Masturbating herself. Now, if you're wondering why I'm afraid of monkey future, monkey future! All is revealed at the end of the story. I mean, up until now, it seems, you know, like the future's pretty okay. Humans are still in charge. We're at the top of the food chain. We're banging monkeys left and right in space zoos. It's a swinging time, man. Or is it?
Destroy the monkey. Find the holding cell where they're keeping the zookeeper. Kill him immediately. We can't risk it.
Inspector, what do you mean?
A human monkey cunt baby is what destroyed Earth!
No! Wait a second. How did a half-monkey, half-human offspring destroy the Earth?
Look, just don't ask questions and do...
I don't even think it's possible for a monkey and a man to produce...
Okay, it is. It just is. So shut your fucking trap and do as I say. Now, God, forgive us for this forsaken monkey future! Do you guys happen to know what my favorite cereal is? It's nutritious, it's frosted, it's...
Dick and Nuts!
Stays crunchy in milk.
Dick and Nuts!
All brand.
Dick and Nuts!
Now, the woman who's screaming Dick and Nuts is named...
Dick and Nuts!
No, she is not named Dick and Nuts. Her name is Alexis K. Tyler. She hosted a public access television program in Atlanta, Georgia, and she's really become an internet superstar with her teachings of vagina power! I believe the first time we talked about Alexis K. Tyler was April 20th, 2007. In her early work, Alexis also used her mother as a co-host.
Why did man have to have such a sweet rectum?
Yeah, that's Alexis K. Tyler's mom right there. I have no idea why she was asking why men had such sweet rectums. Don't have an explanation for you. Anyways, that's her mom. Interesting thing to note about her mother, and I wish she still used her mom in her video clips to this day, but unfortunately she dropped her. She's dead fucking weight or something. So now it's just Alexis K. Tyler by herself in her newer videos. But her mother would sit down. She's a big, fat black lady. But as she was sitting down, she would have this folder that she would sort of, like, place over her fat stomach or her pubic puff or fupa, whatever you want to call it. As if covering that massive lump would make us all think, oh my God, she's skinny. No, of course not. Anyways, here is Alexis K. Tyler's first appearance on Distorted View.
Let's take a listen. It's two sassy black women talking about the power of their vagina.
A lot of women are hooked on having clitoral stimulations. You have an outer orgasm with your clitoris,
right.
But also you have inner orgasms inside the intra-vagina, what? Inside what? The vagina walls, hidden G-spots. And every woman's G-spot may be... similar, or some women may have more than one G-spot. So some women are actually hooked on cum. And I mean, it's women that can be at work.
Hooked on cum.
They got the jackrabbit on. It's a, well, it's a part you can buy. Hooking onto your clitoris all throughout the day.
Hook it onto your clitoris. All of a sudden, your pussy is like a coat rack. What the hell is going on?
When I was a little girl being raised in the country, jackrabbit jumped from
here
to there.
Yeah, we're talking about the rabbit. Oh, yeah.
That's the other woman on the show, and she doesn't really know what the hell's going on. She's not quite with it, and she kind of looks like Florida from Good Times.
My name is Florida. Florida. That's the name of a state.
Why is my name Florida? Oh, Lord.
Love that Family Guy clip. All right, back to Jackrabbit talk.
When I was a little girl being raised in the country, Jackrabbit jumped from
here
to there.
Yeah, we're talking about the rabbits
jack,
out.
Jack.
They
no,
have
I ain't
taken...
talking about no real rabbit. Jump. But a rabbit in nature jumped from here to there, just constantly moving.
Yes, and they say that they have taken that same concept of the rabbit jumping from here to there, and okay. the design of it, it jump all up on the clitoris, just jump out of control and make the woman have an incredible orgasm. That's
we
why
are
they
living
call
in
it,
the 21st
yeah,
century.
That's the
that other woman just doesn't want to have anything. Oh, we are living in the 20th. Like, she cannot comprehend what's going on.
Mechanical jackrabbit for the clit. Some men, they have
clit.
Have so much heat and intensity in
the
clit. Some men, they have so much heat and intensity in their penis that you can feel.
They're peony. How did she say penis?
Intensity in their penis.
Penis?
That you can feel it radiating through their.
Jesse Jackson trying to talk about the jackrabbit. All right, we got to hear what she says here about the heat from the penis.
Some men, they have so much heat and intensity in their penis that you can feel it radiating through their clothes just to touch the penis. It's on fire. Feel like it's fire underneath the skin.
You need to get some medication for that then.
So a lot of women start going crazy. They actually think because...
bowel tracts or something.
All penises are not created equal, and they don't hold
Amen.
The same level of intensity. So if it's one hot like that, he has the energy, he knows how to work his hips, mm-hmm. work his buttocks.
Oh, I didn't know there was so much emphasis on hips and butt movement. I've been doing it wrong. My penis isn't hot anyways. I'm feeling it right now. Lukewarm at best. All right, like I said, that was the very first time Alexis was featured on Distorted View, and from that point on, she just kept getting more and more insane.
You know, this man emailed me. So why is all these black women getting fucked all in their ass and all in their mouth and letting white men on videotape put fists all up in their ass, just wrap them, fuck them.
That's right. Fists.
Put fists.
Fisses.
All up in their ass, just ram them, fuck them in their ass with their fists, and eating shit. I said, now, wait a minute, first you was a goddamn lie, because I don't do that kind of damn shit. So you talking about black women, you not talking about me. Oh, excuse me. He talking about niggas.
TNB.
No.
People
no.
used to call each other niggas.
No, it is TNB. No. I'm sorry, Alexis. Please go on.
He talking about women that call themselves black and a nigga. And a whore and a bitch, see? Because that's what them white folks and that's what folks in the street told you you is. You's a nigga bitch and a whore that suck dicks and eat shit.
Along with the Careless Fairy public service announcement, Canada produced some other great PSAs as well, specifically for domestic violence situations. In a series of ads, women were depicted being abused by their boss, co-workers, customers, and at the end of the ad, you heard,
"You wouldn't get away with it here. You shouldn't get away with it at home."
The ads are fucking hilarious. Here's one PSA where a woman opens her stupid whore mouth during a business meeting.
Look at the next slide. You can see now that our operating costs are up 23%.
Ron, I think it's 19.
No, the new numbers are right. It is 23%.
You stupid bitch! Don't you ever correct me in front of people again!
That's right.
You think you are?
He's bashing her head into the desk.
You think you are? You ignorant cow! You think you've got the right to tell me anything?
He pushed her down on the floor, and then my favorite part—that noise right there. Let's play it again so you hear it.
Right to tell me anything?
That is him throwing a stapler at her face.
You wouldn't get away with it here.
Yes.
You shouldn't get away with it at home.
And, of course, the fan favorite, Waitress Spills Coffee. It sounds like a America's Funniest Home Video submission.
You're doing a real good job on your picture.
Like coffee.
Please.
I'd like some more, too, please.
She spilled my coffee.
I'm sorry, sir.
You fucking bitch.
He slams her down onto another table and then pours the coffee on her face.
How do you like that?
Couple slaps for good measure. Although it's not part of the Canadian domestic abuse PSA campaign, there is another domestic violence ad that I quote quite often here on the show. You may remember it from your own childhood.
Where's dinner?
Well, I thought you'd be home a couple of hours ago, and I put everything away.
What is this? Pizza?
You had just called me. I would
have known. Dinner ready is a pizza.
Honey, please don't be so loud. Please don't. Let go of me!
Get in the kitchen!
No!
What's your hurt? That's what
certainly sound like it hurts. Get in the kitchen! Oh, wife beating is hilarious.
October 2nd. Today, my life began. My parents do not know it yet. I am as small as the pollen of a flower, but it is I already. I will be a boy. I will have blonde hair and blue eyes. Nearly everything is settled already.
What you've just heard is 20 seconds of Lil Marky. He was created by Christian entertainer Mark Fox, who recorded several albums as the character. Lil Marky would sing Christian songs, teach valuable moral lessons, and, well, then there's this.
November 12th. Tiny fingers are beginning to form on my hands. How small they are. One day I'll stroke my mother's hair and tell her how nice she is.
Yeah, that's Diary of an Unborn Baby. It follows a fetus, starting with when it was conceived. The audio diary entries are upbeat in nature at first.
December 13th. My eyes are almost fully developed, although the lids are still shut. When Mother brings me into the world, it will be full of sunshine and overflowing with flowers. I have never seen a flower, you know, but more than anything, I want to see my mommy. How do you look, Mommy?
Then things suddenly take a turn for the worse.
December 28th. Today, my mother killed me.
What? What the hell just happened? You were happy a second ago. Oh, no. It doesn't end there, though. No. It's just the beginning.
Why did you kill me, Mommy? When God made me special for you, I really wanted to see you and put my little arms around you. Why did you kill me, Mommy? Because I thought you really cared for me. And I wonder what I would have grown up to be. I guess I'll never know. 'Cause Mommy, you killed me.
If you know someone who made the difficult decision to have an abortion, I can't think of a more perfect song to include on a mixtape for her than this. Somehow, though, miraculously, Lil Marky survived that abortion so he can continue entertaining the masses. Hit it!
So let the sun shine in, face it with a grin. Smilers never lose, and frowners never win. So let the sun shine in, face it with a grin. Open up your heart and let Jesus shine in.
Occasionally on the show, when the topic of AIDS comes up, I might tell you to try new peanut butter AIDS. What the hell am I talking about?
I've tried fad diets, powders, pills. Still, my weight's been up and down like a yo-yo until the AIDS plan taught me how to take off weight and help keep it off.
AIDS may taste like a candy,
No, AIDS tastes like a black guy I had unprotected sex with in the restroom of a Flying J. It was not sweet at all. It was musty.
But AIDS contains one of the most effective appetite suppressants you can buy, and there's no stimulant in AIDS that could make you nervous.
Oh, I beg to differ. AIDS would make me very nervous.
With AIDS, I ate less, so the weight came off.
Yeah, unfortunately, you can never gain that weight back. That's a sign you are dying. It's the final stages of AIDS.
To help keep it off, when I sometimes want things loaded with calories, AIDS helps put me in control.
The AIDS plan can teach you how to take off weight and help keep it off. Try new peanut butter AIDS.
There it is! AIDS now comes in peanut butter form. I wonder if AIDS comes in creamy and chunky variations. On January 11th, 2006, a very special episode of Distorted View aired.
Today's Distorted View podcast is brought to you by...
The Levins Group. Leader in investments,
IRAs, and mutual funds.
Is proud to receive...
Greetings. Do not adjust your MP3 listening apparatus. For the next 20 minutes, Distorted View is stuck
in the tranny zone.
That's right. And during the episode, I interview a tranny. I play all sorts of tranny clips. It was a tranny explosion. It was on this very episode where I first played audio from an adult film called Granny Tranny. The actress who is in this movie is quite possibly the greatest thing God had ever created. One of God's greatest mistakes, I must say. First of all, the actress doesn't even know her own name. She's old, she's ugly, and by God, she's a tranny. Here now is Granny Tranny's first appearance on Distorted View Daily. I gotta tell you how much I love you guys. You know, we have that Distorted View P.O. box, and I'm just amazed at the amount of crap people sent me. And we got a package today from Professor P's Porn Panorama and Sweet Tits. The letter attached to the package says, "Sweet Tits and I thought you might enjoy some porn that crossed our path. As you're not only fond of old people and have a large transsexual fan base, how could we not think of you when this particular piece of smut slithered through our door? Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Granny is a Tranny Too." I'm going to actually walk you through this, because I've watched this DVD, and it's fantastic. I've got some great sound clips here for you. Now, when you pop the DVD in, like a lot of pornos, you immediately start seeing ads for phone sex lines, right? I just thought this was kind of funny, though. Here's a clip from one of the phone sex ads.
Yeah, you like my fucking ass? You like fucking me in the ass?
Yeah? Huh? You like fucking that ass? Huh? What? I just thought that was kind of annoying. Like, who would want to have sex with that? Oh, you know what I want to mention real quick, if I could find the cover of Granny is a Tranny Too. One of the grannies, or trannies, I guess either or, really. They're both grannies and trannies. Looks like Felicity Huffman of Desperate Housewives. You know, the unattractive one. And I'm not kidding. Felicity Huffman is starring in a movie where she plays a transsexual. She plays a man becoming a woman. That's a part she was, you know, meant to play in life. But yeah, one of the grannies looks like Felicity Huffman. But the real gem of this DVD is the very first scene. And here's why. These ladies are old, and they're obviously drugged up. I don't know if it's old people medication or if it's something a little more illegal, but these chicks with dicks are fucked up. Case in point, let's just play a real quick clip from Granny the Tranny 2. This is right after the opening credits and fade in.
Okay. So, hey.
She doesn't know. First of all, she doesn't know what the hell she's talking about.
So, what? Okay.
What?
So,
hey.
Hey. All right. Hi, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
I'll call you back. Ah, how you doing? My name's Cardinal Candy. No, it's Honey Bunny's Candy.
Okay. She doesn't know her name. It's either Cardinal Candy or Honey Bunny Candy.
I got a little surprise for you guys tonight. A little surprise. I always have a surprise for you. I got a girlfriend coming over.
Oh, excellent.
Her name's Annie Penny. Yeah, Annie Penny. So, hey, Annie, come here.
Now, I should just say, Annie Penny is really probably my favorite character in this movie. Let's see what she has to say.
What's up, girl?
Oh, hi.
You ready for a show?
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
You ready for a show tonight?
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah, well, You've been calling me bitch like crazy. You got my cell phone like crazy.
Well, I thought you were the bitch of the bitches, honey.
Like, I have no idea what the fuck they're talking about.
I say.
They make...
Yeah, I got a friend for you tonight. His name's Wally.
You do?
Uh-huh. But the thing is, hey, what's this I hear you bragging that you're the best cocksucker around?
Well, I am, because I suck about every damn cock in town. Yeah. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
I have an idea.
Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Well, shoot.
Now, I'm not going to play the whole thing for you, but these girls, girls, in quotations, have a very interesting relationship. They hate each other. And they're very competitive when it comes to having sex. Take a listen to when they're blowing some old fart.
Now give me some of that, you fucking cunt.
Bitch, shut up.
What, you whore?
And that kind of witty banter goes back and forth pretty much throughout the whole scene. Also, one of the girls gets fucked by the other, and more incoherent babbling occurs.
Oh, shit. Oh, holy God. Oh, baby, that's fucked forever. Like we never loved each other forever.
Yeah. What? I don't understand. So there you go. That's Granny the Tranny 2 in a nutshell. Thank you so much for sending that to me, Professor P. If there's one thing I learned by watching this video, it is that it doesn't matter if you're a man, a woman, or a tranny. If you're old, I fucking hate you. Look, by now you know I like to make fun of just about everyone, and that includes myself. If I do something stupid or embarrassing, I cannot wait to share it with you. Back in 2006, a listener of Distorted View sent me a mini recorder so I could take it along with me anywhere I go, and if something funny happens, I could record it. Do little shows on the go. I quickly learned that you shouldn't record yourself while in the car because you should probably focus on driving, especially when the roads are wet. Listen to me as I hydroplane.
They break up. They have a big fight, break up, and then you just sort of,
oh, Jesus Christ on a cross. That was hydroplaning.
That's right, I lost control of my car and I ended up on the side of the road. So occasionally you'll hear listeners quoting me as I'm shitting my pants, losing control of my car. Oh, Jesus Christ. Hydroplaning. Oh, I'm a complete idiot. Occasionally on the show when I'm confused or frustrated, which actually is a big chunk of the program, I sometimes say something like, what the hell's going on? I don't understand. Is Don on the phone? Or, this is the last goddamn time I want someone to use their fucking brains to not come out of a record that's up-tempo and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying. Well, if you're wondering what the hell that's all about... Oh, and where are the pictures I was supposed to see? It's ponderous, man. It's fucking ponderous. Well, these quotes are from Casey Kasem, the great radio legend Casey Kasem. I actually have a picture of him here that Corey gave me, signed, autographed by Casey, taken right by my desk here. You may know what I'm talking about here because these have been around for ages, from like the 80s or something. But if you haven't heard them, here's Casey Kasem, the host of, what was he the host of? Like America's Top 40 or Top 10 or something like that. One of those bullshit radio programs, countdown shows. So here is Casey Kasem flipping the fuck out.
Whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most...
My question is this. What song do you dedicate to your dead dog? Snuggles, if you're up in heaven, this one's for you. No, that would not be appropriate.
Sucking on my titties like you wanted me, calling me all the...
That definitely wouldn't be appropriate. That doesn't even make any sense. Why would you dedicate that song to your dog? Sucking on my titties. All right, so there are very few songs you could dedicate to. I could think of maybe Queen, You're My Best Friend, you know, for your dog. That would be appropriate, kind of. All right, but anyways, we don't ever hear what song is dedicated to Snuggles. All we hear is Casey going insane.
Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying.
You can tell. I'm sorry I keep interrupting, but you have to just pay attention. It's like he's revving up. It's like a ramp. He's going slowly but surely over the top.
See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone?
I don't know who Don is, but he's going to get to the bottom of it. He's the only person that can take care of the situation.
Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that is...
Oh, Don's getting his ass chewed out, okay.
Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication.
And also...
Now, make it... And I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week.
Like, everything's coming out now. Casey is furious. It's not even about the dog anymore. It's about the pictures. It's about everything. He's an angry, angry, rage-filled man.
Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. It's last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
Yes! Oh, there's more from Casey, though. There's some more outtakes from him where he's doing promos for his radio show.
The countdown will begin this Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on the radio station you grew up with, Music Radio 138. Oh, fuck.
See, he catches himself. Like, there's no radio station that's 138.
Music Radio 138. Oh, fuck.
He just caught his little error there.
What the hell's going on here? Geez, well, isn't it the last hour? We got another hour to do? I thought we were almost finished. Good golly, Miss Molly. Boy, this is fucking ponderous, man. Ponderous, fucking ponderous.
It is fucking ponderous.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem. American Top 40 has moved to a new time. I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2.
There he's realizing, oh my God, why is my radio program on at 2 in the morning on Saturday when no one is listening?
This is Casey Kasem, inviting you to join me for American Top 40 immediately following the Trailblazer game on 1390 KSLM Salem. Hey, what the fuck am I doing? Promos inside the fucking game?
Freaks quote this next song pretty often, and just like Lil Marky, it tackles the very real subject of abortion. During a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame segment, I introduced you all to My Cardboard Heart, which is an emo-ish band created by two high school kids. They uploaded their work on the site called GarageBand.com, which is a site where unknown artists can post their music. I found this song and immediately knew it would become a classique. Also, I'm pretty sure these guys don't know how abortions really work.
Newborn child, you're brought into the world. Single mother of about 17 years old. It was a Saturday night in room 123 where she was thinking of her life. Here he comes, he's beautiful, but he has to die.
So, wait a second. So this girl is actually having the baby, right? You can't have the baby and then get an abortion.
I don't want it. I can't keep it. He won't survive in my arms. Doctor, kill this baby, please. Expected happens.
Beautiful.
threw herself down the stairs. So powerful.
Anti-abortion is what we need in this life.
It's probably the most quoted part of the song. I mean, you know, it's true. Anti-abortion is what the hell does that even? Anti-abortion is what we need.
Anti-abortion is what we need.
So stupid.
In this life.
Bring it home, boys. Anti-abortion is what we need in this life. Wow, it really falls apart at the end, doesn't it? Not that the rest of the song wasn't a complete clusterfuck, but Jesus Christ. Here's a little bit from the band bio on GarageBand. Well, we've been play. Okay, that's about right. Why can't anyone ever write properly? I go through this time and time again on Sextastic Tuesday. Well, we've been play for about a year and a half. There's not a whole lot to us. Well, that I could agree with. We basically eat and sleep music every day. We've progressed so much since we first started. We're just hoping to realize our goal of being famous someday. If these fucking people ever become famous, more famous than me, which it wouldn't be that hard, but Jesus Christ, I would blow my brains out. With our catchy lyrics and tearing guitar styles, we have a drummer, but he barely gets time to play, so overall, it's just us guitarists playing and singing together. That's Dustin Lucas and Sam Schuer. Together they make up your cardboard heart. Listeners and myself still bring up the Fat Man, and if you're wondering who he is, let me explain. The Fat Man is a fat man. That's pretty much it. A retarded fat man. No, he was a YouTube star, and I use that term loosely. He was a star in the Distorted View universe. He's this guy who would just videotape himself eating large quantities of food. Like, he would buy 3 large pizzas, start a YouTube video, and spend 9 minutes eating as much pizza as possible. He weighed over 400 pounds.
Hi, folks. Fat Man here again. And right now, I am going to eat a block of cheese for your enjoyment.
And that pretty much explains his weight.
Hi, folks. Fat Man here again. And today I am going to eat as many Dunkin' Donuts, Boston Cream Donuts, as I can, as fast as I can. I'm going to try to get the dozen down within YouTube's 10-minute time limit. I am going to eat 5 delicious double cheeseburgers from McDonald's. This bucket of boneless chicken wings from Kentucky Fried Chicken, folks.
5 delicious peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
And today I am going to eat some delicious, good Campbell's chicken noodle soup. I'm going to eat it directly out of the can because I don't want to waste time cooking it. You know what I'm saying?
All right, you get the idea. Now, we don't play Fat Man videos anymore, at least right now, as of the taping of this show, because Fat Man has a tendency to retire from making videos, and then a week or a month later, we'll come back and then retire and then unretire and then retire again. It's really annoying, especially because all he does in the videos is eat food. How hard is it? Why are you retiring from that? It takes no effort. It's not like it's a job or something where you retire from. I'm retiring from taping myself eat food. I've decided I needed to devote more time to my family. Oh wait, my whole family is repulsed by me. I don't know if he can leave the house. I know he can't hold a job. Believe it or not, I had the opportunity to interview Fat Man here on Distorted View, and I got right to the point asking the question that was on everyone's mind.
Hey everybody, what's up? This is Fat Man.
So I thought I would talk to you just for a few seconds because I've played so many of your videos on the show, and what the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm kind of mental.
Okay. Seriously, is there something wrong with you mentally?
Yeah, I have schizoaffective disorder.
For real?
Yeah, for real.
Excellent. What is
that? If you look at my webpage, you can see that Dan Jens is my case manager and Dr. McKay is my psychiatrist.
So the next time you hear me or a fellow freak say, "Hi, folks, Fat Man here," You'll know exactly where it's from. Now, there is a new fat man. This guy is what they call a gainer, though. He's looking to gain as much weight as possible, and he has kind of a funny voice.
This is a poncho, and believe it or not, it's supposed to be loose. Well, kind of makes me look like a beach ball.
I look like a beach ball. Look at this fat. My big belly.
And these are size 36 jeans.
Yeah.
Which will not button at all. Ugh.
Just love that you can hear that poor chair basically screaming for help.
Help me! I can't breathe!
Oh, God. Oh. Oh, God.
Callers to the voicemail line still occasionally say, "Did you know Wing was on an episode of South Park?" It's all because I featured her on a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame segment. If you don't know who Wing is, she's an Asian lady who has a very unique voice.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to live. I'm living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just show your mind and never give you credit. It's enough to drive you.
After the first time I played Wing, several listeners called into the voicemail line to tell me that Wing was actually on an episode of South Park. And then people continued to call the voicemail line. Days, weeks, months after I had talked about her, people were still calling in saying, "Hey, did you know Wing was on an episode of South Park?" You know why? Because they sensed that I was getting angry. Now, when freaks mention something that's already been brought to my attention a gazillion times, they usually end their call with, "Oh, and by the way, Wing was on an episode of South Park." Because they're assholes. And I love them.
A whole new world. A new fantastic porn of you.
A 7-year sexual relationship, hot and steamy, between two special needs students near Boston had been going on since first grade under school officials' noses. Distorted View Daily proudly presents an insensitive reenactment of the two gay, mentally handicapped teenagers having sex in a school bathroom.
Hey!
What?
Put your penis in my mouth!
Huh?
Ricky!
What?
Ricky!
What?
Put it in my mouth!
Okay.
Too big! Too big!
I gave you ice cream on your face! Ice cream on your face! Alright, I know we already went over Distorted View and Sensitive Reenactments, but I found that one. I thought you'd enjoy it. I've got one more, and that's it. I won't play anymore after this. A former hospice worker was placed on 20 years of supervised probation and 2 years of work release after pleading guilty to sexually assaulting a blind, deaf, and nearly comatose 10-year-old. Because he, quote, wanted her to experience pleasure before she died. He was really doing a service. That's what a 10-year-old wants, more than anything. More than Barbie dolls and ponies. She wants to be fucked hard and raw by a 55-year-old freak. Here's a quick reenactment for you. This is the girl sitting on top of Santa's lap. Ho, ho, ho. And what do you want, little girl? Oh, you know what? She's blind and deaf, so it would be more like this. Ho, ho, ho. What do you want, little girl?
Yeah!
Uh-huh. Do you want anything else? Which translates to, I want a sex offender for Christmas, apparently. There you go. That right there is a Distorted View and Sensitive reenactment. I love doing blind and deaf. All right, Philip, so does this guy, apparently. Stairway to Stardom was a 1980s public access television show in New York, featuring all sorts of shittiest performers. Of course, I sought these performances out and brought them to you on the program. Here are three of my favorite.
Libby, come on over.
Libby!
I'll get,
Guess you and the girls have been wondering why I've got me this new hairdo and new clothes. Well, you see, Libby, I'm going to become a big movie star.
Oh, Libby!
You remember that guy, Alfie, that we met in the pub? Well, he's been managing me now. And next week, we're going to go to London to make a demo. What's a demo? Oh, a demo's a recording, Libby, of my singing voice. What do you mean I can't sing? I sing like a canary. Oh, no, Libby.
Libby!
I don't sing like that anymore. No, Alfie's pulled the voice right out of me. Okay, now, Libby, go on over to the recorder and put on the recording by the Manhattan
Libby,
Transfer Call Operator.
Don't do it, Libby.
All right, and then you're going to see how I'm going to sing.
You're going to regret
demo.
This, Libby. Don't do it.
Information.
Oh, Jesus.
Give me long distance. Give me help. 1, 2, 3. Operator. Information. Give me Jesus. On the line.
All right, if you thought that little skit and song was bad, wait till you hear Hairdresser.
Hairdresser.
All right, she's wearing what looks to be a garbage bag as an outfit.
Hairdresser.
All about
hairdresser. Would you send me
hairdressing?
Up? Make a little wave or two. Make me into something new. Cause I am so blue. I'll give you a chance. Because I wanna dance.
This song is like 5 minutes long, and it's like four different songs all strung together with a common theme of hairdressers. Look, I'm gonna fast forward like a minute, and it's not gonna sound anything like the song we were just listening to.
Teaser Louise, you know she's not out to please. How can a model drink beer from a bottle? That's why they call it Teaser Louise.
It's no fuck. How can a model drink beer from... What the fuck is she talking about? Really is just an awful song. Now, my favorite performance from Stairway to Stardom is Precious Taft, who recites a monologue.
And sometimes he was cinnamon. And when he was cinnamon when I hugged him. And he was always equal part to you and me. That's why I loved him and wanted him.
Very powerful.
Because he was the love of the Hutch embodied. And now the thought of that child curdles me. And I.
Such raw emotion.
Oh, Lord! I only thank the benevolent God for being wiser than me.
Here it comes.
Because if a son existed now, I swear, I'd bash his brains against the goddamn radiator!
It's very violent. I love it, though. Now, you really got to pay close attention here, because she's crying a little bit. There's tears coming down her face. She's really into this performance. And she lowers down her microphone, and you can just hear it hitting the floor.
Because if a son existed now, I swear, I'd bash his brains against the goddamn radiator!
Slowly lower the mic down. Holding it by the cord, letting it drop further and further. Till it hits the floor. Yes! Yes! What could you possibly say about that performance?
That was beautiful, Precious.
Absolutely.
That was beautiful, Precious.
I just love the way he says that. You know he wasn't really even paying attention to the whole performance.
That was beautiful, Precious.
All right, there you go. Stairway to Stardom. Jack Rebney has been featured many times on Distorted View. He's actually an internet superstar and a bitter angry Winnebago pitchman.
The Winnebago Concepts and Engineering Departments have developed a multifunctional bathroom. Privacy, I don't know what the fuck I'm reading. I wonder what the fuck the real dialogue is. What the fuck is this thing? All of the windshield, for fuck's sake. Oh, fuck.
So Jack was hired to make an industrial film all about the new models of Winnebagos coming out in like 88 or 89 or something, and he just couldn't get his lines right.
Oh, fuck. 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 Oh, fuck. Shit. Tony, do me a favor, will you please? Will you? Will you do me a kindness?
That's not even... What does that mean, do me a kindness?
Will you? Will you do me a kindness? Yeah.
I think I'm going to be walking in and out if you're going to fuck up and I got to come back.
I don't... They make any difference to me at this juncture. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Tony. Don't slam the fucking door. No more. Listen, I've got to give a clue here now.
All right, everybody. Jack is going to give a clue.
Listen, I've got to give a clue here now. I don't want any more bullshit any time during the day from anyone. That includes me. It's going to be very hot. It's going to be very uncomfortable for everybody. Want anybody yelling. We get anybody yelling around here anymore today, and then the shit is going to hit the fan.
Notice it's only Jack who's yelling, though.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony? What is the goddamn line? I don't give a shit what the line is. I fucked up the word rear. I can't even read the fucking VO straight. What shot is it? Oh, shit. What did I do? Did I walk through it? What the fuck was that? I gotta read it again because my mind is just a piece of shit this morning.
There are several clips of Jack online, and occasionally we'll quote him here on the program. After all, quite often my mind is also a piece of shit.
The entire house is dark-sided.
He said her whole house is...
She is dark-sided too!
Yes, that's Marguerite Perrin, who appeared in a Fox reality show called Trading Spouses. She's a very devout... and insane Christian. And she had to go live with, I guess, some, like, New Agey Wiccan family or something. Anyway, she came back from that experience, and she flipped the fuck out. I just love the way she talks. Dorksided. D-O-R-K. Gorgiles. Slackicks.
Gorgiles! Slackicks! Everything's ungodly! Dorksided!
I'm glad you're home.
Get the hell out of my house. In Jesus' name, I pray.
And my favorite quote, something about, yeah, she believes in the moon and the stars and the this and the that.
Well, she said that was about the moon. It was the water.
Yeah, it's about the moon because they only believe in the moon and the gods and the this and the that.
He was not like that.
Her name is Jade. I went to her station.
There you go. That's the God Warrior. Any parting words, Marguerite?
Don't stay in my house if you're dark-sided.
All right, we should probably leave. Well, we find ourselves at the end of Distorted Review. So far, I've done about 1,000 episodes of Distorted View, and I think this really is a great way to commemorate all of the stupidity thus far. If you consider yourself new to the program and you listen to all 2 hours of this, congratulations, you've just graduated to full-blown freak. Where do you go from here? That's a very good question. Well, I expect you all to subscribe to the Distorted View podcast if you're not already listening. It's at distortedview.com. Every single weekday, I do a brand new program. Shows are typically 20 to 30 minutes in length. It's perfect for the morning commute. It's totally free. And again, it's at distortedview.com. You can subscribe via iTunes. And don't forget, I do this show for a living now. So if you want additional content... bonus shows, extended programs, video casts. You can sign up for the Distorted View Sideshow at superfreaksideshow.com. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. In addition to all of that, you get the complete archive of 1,000 plus programs. Think about it. You just listened to 2 hours of Distorted View. That's nothing. You've got like another 383 hours of DV waiting for you in the archive. If you want to sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. There is one last thing I wanted to share with you. We've gone over The Polite Vampire, The Dickhole Guy, Chicken Nuggets, Gay Fisting Black Friday, Black and White, Insensitive Reenactments, Jagoo, The Shit Slurper, Cheryl Murkowski, Corey DeGaard. I just came my face off so hard. Shit D. dildo. Blue deeble deeble doo bob. Wet shit, hot dog and jumbo. Frisch perg. Don West. Linda Finkel asks Satan. Could be a crackhead. I want to go. Careless fairy. Skanks. TNB. Monkey future. Vagina power. Domestic abuse. Lil Marky. Try new peanut butter AIDS. Granny training. Hydroplaning. Casey Kasem is done on the phone. My cardboard heart. Fat man. Wing. Precious Taff. Winnebago man. And the God Warrior. What are we missing from that list? Think about it. Think about it. Here's a hint. It's sweet. Yes, of course. Rape is like candy. We say it all the time on the show. If you Google that particular phrase, over 300 hits will pop up, which is kind of amazing because that phrase was never uttered before Distorted View. And let me tell you something. I spent hours trying to track down which episode Rape is Like Candy appeared in. It's not in the show notes because the news story that it's about wasn't an actual news story that I was going to read. It was an extra story that I decided not to use, but I brought it up anyways. So there was no reference to it in the show notes. I eventually found it, though. It's from September 7th, 2005. Most of you are probably going to hear this for the first time, I guess. So take a listen. This is where Rape is Like Candy came from. Got one more News of the Weird story. We actually had an alternate one that I was going to read, but and I could totally do some really funny stuff with it, but it would not win me any friends. All right, I'll just read you the headline. I'm not going to actually read you the story. I actually exercised some discretion for once in my life. The headline is Rape Case Against Special Ed Students Dismissed. Judge rules three teens mentally incompetent for trial. The IQs of these kids are under 50. What I can't understand is how can someone with an IQ of under 50 understand what sex is and be able to commit rape? Hooray! Rape! You know, like they don't understand. Rape's like candy! You know, like, poor kids. So I refuse to do that story. Even though what I just said was pretty much more offensive than what I was going to do with the story to begin with. Rape's like candy. Yes, rape's like candy. That's going to be the new Distorted View bumper sticker. I want everyone to put that on the back of their car. Now that would get some attention. Honey, what does that bumper sticker say on that car? Rape is like candy. I don't understand. Screech! You know, like, we're always reaching for new lows. That was the very first time I uttered rape is like candy. Later, we added on to it, rape is like candy. It's easy to take from a child. And then listeners got in on the act. They created a thread on the message board where you had to finish the famous DB line, rape is like candy. So some people's suggestions are, rape is like candy. All women secretly love it. Rape is like candy. It tastes so good. Rape is like candy. It has a creamy center. Rape is like candy. It's easy to take from a retard. Rape is like candy. Little girls love the taste of it. Rape is like candy. It'll break your teeth. Well, that one doesn't quite make sense. Rape is like candy. Even when it's bad, it's good. Rape is like candy. My daughter just can't get enough. Jesus. Rape is like candy. Most kids get it from their parents. And finally, rape is like candy. It could be hard or soft, but either way, it's gonna be sweet. And now I hope you new listeners understand why I love my freaks. Thank you so much for checking out Distorted Review. Again, if you haven't subscribed to the feed, do so now. DistortedView.com is our official website. If you want to leave me some feedback, our phone number is 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh God.
I fucked up the word rear.
That is certainly a problem. Guys, thank you so much for checking out Distorted Review. I will see you back on the normal show. Until then, bye, everybody.
You might catch a sextastic Tuesday. Have no fear, because rape is like candy, filled with insensitive reenactments or the mother of the week. You can hear Tim go spastic on some fucking geriatrics. You'll meet puke goggling nations, shit slurping freakos, faggot horse fuckers, and crazy ethnic people. You meet the dickhole guy with a funnel.
You can even calm your face off so hard.